teaches that it lies right in this factor. The fact that they're committed to a system, the fact that they're not built like any other nation, prevents them from continuing to exist as any other, as through the same. It makes sense from a logical standpoint that if the object is completely different, so therefore it has different. Aristotle says when two things are completely different, they have different differentia. So the therefore the nation is completely different. So therefore the properties of the nation have to be different. And the property of Klal Yisrael is that its existence cannot be accomplished by the same means and the same properties of other nations. There's only one way that it can exist, and that is through the Hashgach itself. That's why, really, that's why, actually, that's the whole concept of Mikdash. That means the Rambam says there was a light there, he mentions, that many held that way. He's not too sure about it, but he says he accepts that possibility. So it means to demonstrate that the Hashgacha is there. That's what gave the security. The security came from the fact that the people knew there was Ashura Shechina. The people recognized that there's Ashura Shechina. And they recognized that the system's working. That's the way the system works. The existence cannot be tied to ordinary means.
Rabbi, I don't know if this fits in, but you said by Haftarah Chanukah, King Baruchi.
That's talking about the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Ki in Baruchi Amar Hashem. Yeah, that's talking about the Plame Shavu, where Chazal learned that pasuk is that pasuk is in Zechariah. It's because of the fact that the second base of Mikdash was constructed was not through Kibush. It was through in Baruchi means because they were through Yeshiva Baratz. That was the Makadosh. But okay. Okay. All right, hold on a minute. Tell me this is something. Are we discussing this one? Yes? I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. So the question we're discussing before is it says, Avadim Mashlu Banu Parak Emi Yadam. So they say, Ein Parak Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the opposite, the complete opposite of the Zionistic philosophy. The Zionists, as a matter of fact, contend that the reason why we were in Galus in terms of not having a Medina is because of that philosophy. They said just the opposite. They said that's precisely what's keeping you here. Because you're saying that you're relying on God and you don't want to do anything, and that's why you're stuck. And on the contrary, if you forget about your religion and forget about God, and get out there and do something, instead of saying Tillim and davening, then you'd have a land. And they went ahead, and they seemed to accomplish it. That's exactly the opposite philosophy of the Navi. Yeah. So the question is, what is our response to that? My response is as follows. I would say this. I am not a political historian, but I believe that anyone that believes that believes total nonsense. Because if it was a group of people, that just a small group of people that just went in and they conquered a land in the face of the entire world, then I would say, yeah, that's right. They did something. After all, man can do something on his own. God, the Torah doesn't say he can't. There's plenty of the Torah gives all history of one in just yesterday's parsha. This country took over that country. You know, yeah, man has power, physically strong. Physical might, military strength, you can do a lot of things. But in terms of Eretz Yisrael, that's not the way it came about. The way it came about was because of a political situation which involved the entire world. And it wasn't just because the group was, and because these people were Jews, unfortunately because they suffered during the Holocaust as well. So they had that on their side. And that's why the United Nations, voted in our favor. But anyone that thinks it is just a group of people on their own, through their own might and strength, just came over and conquered Israel, they're very mistaken. The only thing is, what's unfortunate is for these people is that they're associating a result with an imagined cause. The cause that they're saying is wrong. That part of their philosophy is right, but not their philosophy. Part of their philosophy is right that man, that a person should not. That's true. A person's not supposed to sit in his room and say to him when he should be going out to war. That's against the Yadis. Yadis, the entire philosophy of Yadis is always a philosophy where Moshe Rabbeinu went to war, Yeshua Ben Nun, Baruch HaFanachai, went front to the front lines. And the and then this we believe in. You have to, a person has to be active. And that idea, that prototype, is also false. A person just stays home and he'll stay home and learn and say Tillim and Daven. That's very nice, but that's not the proper activity, because when a person has to go to battle, what does the pasuk say? It says the Yemashem Moshe Ma Titzak Eloi. Akash Baruch, this is not a time for the Marach and Tfilis. It says Dab Abnei Yisrael Yisrael. They have to move. Chazal, time for Tfilis Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not time for Tfilis. Now they have to move. Now you're a general. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great general. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go down. Act as general. Dab Abnei Yisrael Yisrael. So there's a he has to be a chacham to know, and the Zionists, unfortunately, did have a basis for the criticism, because there were many Jews that reflected that image, religious Jews that reflected that image. But that's not the Das Torah. That's not really what the Torah really tells us to do. But they are completely wrong, because it's insane to believe that they just simply with their own might established it. Many, many political factors which are far greater than they were. That were responsible for it. Unfortunately, when a person's successful, whatever crazy emotion at the time they happen to believe in, they will believe it so. I'll give an example. A gambler. What destroys a gambler is when he's successful. Why? Because he gambles $1,000 and makes $50,000, and he's sure that the reason is because he himself picked that number. So no other logical reason. And he continues to go until he loses. So it's natural for a person, when they have a false idea and it's successful, to attribute the success to that false idea. And that's precisely what the Zionists are doing. But the reason for Eretz Yisrael is of course because Vashgach Hashem has nothing to do with Kochi Yotzinadi. Yes. Hold on a second. My brother wanted
to just add a point that the original Zionists really failed. Because they really wanted Uganda. They said, we don't want Israel. We want a Jewish homeland, divorced from Torah. That was the original movement. But that totally failed. It never got off the ground. The reason they wanted Uganda, because they said Israel's impossible to take. So we're to involve all the Arabs. So the original movement really kind of failed. What?
Questions? Any questions?
Who was that?
Oh, that was my brother. Rabbi Chaim Shay. What's that? Yes, Mitzvah, yeah.
Oh, he's in Israel right now?
No, he's right here.
In New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire.
All right, so he's in Beis Lechem.
What's that?
That was my question.
Oh, okay.
Leslie Kaplan.
Oh, Leslie.
How you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Coughing too much.
What?
You're coughing too much.
Oh, really? Okay. Try to keep it down. Let me just finish off. We saw the pasuk. Let me just finish off the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Avodim mashlubanu, sorakim yadam." So, if you take a look at the keynotes, from last night. And the truth of the matter is, like I said before, the keynotes really begin last night. And it's interesting. You take a look at the keynotes last night. The first keynote, you don't really know what it's trying to accomplish, because it seems to be just a repetition of Perakei, especially the first couple of verses. It begins off start with you. B'chol Hashem mehayolano, oy, habita reyes chapaseno, oy mehayolano. That's exactly... word for word.
Maybe it'll be clear.
Excuse me? It's not clear? Hello? Okay. So, if you take a look, usually the Python usually is very creative. And he you know, he expounds on the on an idea in many different ways. Over here, he just adds I. Chasham Ayalano, I. I my Ayalano. So what, why is that? What I wanted to say was that the, as we mentioned before, that Eicha is the Sefer Akinos. Sefer Akinos, Chazal call it. Chazal do refer to it as Megillas Eicha, by the way. We had a little hakiri about say why they don't say the brachas, why some don't say the brachas by Megillas Eicha. So the question was, because Megillas Rus. So the question was, is there a source from Megillas Rus to read on Shrus? Ninig, a source. But to my mind, the question is, why is it called a Megillah? Why is it different than the rest of Ksuvim? Megillah would seem, the definition of Megillah is a Nitin Leikare. So I don't know when it was read, but it was Nitin Leikare, apparently, the five Megillahs. So it would seem if it was Nitin Leikare, that it's appropriate whenever you read it, I mean, B'tzibor, that's the Gra, that's what the Gra says, so it should really be said with a Bracha for now. Okay? So, at any rate, but over here, the Eicha is the Sefer Kinos. Eicha Sefer Kinos. Now, the thing is that everything we do, we want to start from the source of the Sefer Kinos. Everything's just extensions of Eicha, basically. Okay? So, therefore, the way the Paitan did it, the way they were Masadar it is, first start, I don't know who worked out this one, obviously. Tzchar Hashem Ayolano, maybe someone knows who was the one that the author of it. But Tzchar Hashem Ayolano was really to take the most minor step from the Sefer Kinos into Kinos. Take that minor step first. So what did he do? He simply requoted the Tzchar Hashem Ayolano, which is the Torah's Tefillah, but it's Kisvei Kodesh, so it can't be Kinos, because Kinos has to be personal. Kinos has to be you. You can't make fun of somebody else. So Kinos must be, since it must be personal, so all he did was, he added I. See? It's really ingenious when you think about it. Zachar Hashem Ahayalano I. So he kept the format of the original source, the Navi, and by adding I, he made it personal. Because you don't say I about somebody else's source. I is about, especially from the past, I is about something that bothers you. So that's why he added that I, made the transition. Okay? But then he does add, as he goes along, he does add in that kina, he gives reasons. Sometimes he gives reasons. I couldn't figure out why he does it some places and some places not. I understand the first one he doesn't want, because he wants to make that transition. But Yisam Mayina, we start to give reasons already. But on this one, Avadim Mashal Banoai, so he says, Kishiluach Avadim Bitalno. He gives the reason. The reason is because we were mevatel the mitzvah of shiluach havadah. So why did he pick on that? It's avadim avadim. You know, I mean, just say it's avadim avadim. Sounds nice, but I think it's something deeper here. That there is a halacha. We mentioned this. We learned this this year. We did this this year. That if a person is not a shomer Torah mitzvah, then you have a right to be mishabed him like an eved. Interesting halacha. Why is that so? Because you see, we were really avadim in the triad. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out and made us avdei Hashem. So now what it means like this: it means that our freedom was at a price. The price of the freedom was that we will stay in this state that we're in permanently, or else we can be transferred into a new state of Eved Hashem. That was the price. There was a price when you choose to try it. That was the price. Now, when a person denies God, so then he forfeits his rights as an Eved Hashem. And then he reverts back to the original deal, which means he's an Eved, basically. The only thing is that nobody's Meshabim now. He's walking around the street. But if somebody goes, I'm Meshabim, I'll be din. He has a right to do that. He is an Eved. Not a halacha you should really popularize so much. But that's what the halacha states. So,
where's this halacha?
The Gemara is in a few places. One is in Bava Metzina Tov, and it's a Rambam, brings down in Rambam, that they learn that from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, That's the pasuk in the end of Vayikra. Okay? So Chazal learned that Uva Chechem means and your brothers. Which means that sometimes you give them a Shabbat your brothers. When? When they don't keep the halacha. Okay? Because really the pasuk says it like this. It's Nachalta Masul Nechem Achrechem Lo Lom Bohem Tavodu. Avol ba'cheichem b'nei Yisrael, you shouldn't do it. But it's a funny kind of, it's a funny, funny kind of conjunction. He uses vav. Uva'cheichem b'nei Yisrael. So uva, so Chazal say uva'cheichem is a drasha. Sometimes you have to read it. Lo'olam b'am tavodu uva'cheichem. Uva'cheichem uva'cheichem b'nei Yisrael. Sometimes you have to stop before. If not, is on is lo'olam b'am tavodu. So it depends. It's a it's a, what do you call it, it's a removable asnachta. Depends on how and on the person. So it's a pasuk in the Torah, actually. It comes with a pasuk in the Torah. It's not just a drasha. I mean, it's a drasha, but it's that's the intent of the pasuk. So that's halacha. That's halacha m'daraisa. So therefore, you see like this. So you see that really we have the status of, we have the status of b'nei chorin only insofar as we accept the kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. But if you don't have the boss Malchus Shemayim, then you revert back to an Eved. The shame is din of an Eved. Reb Chaim, there was a Reb Chaim that I never understood, that and I got it. They always just say it over, and it didn't make any sense to me, because it says, he wants to answer the kasha. But it says, Vila loa tekosh baruch olam z'alare, ono v'nei v'nei, v'shibadam ayin l'far mitzrayim. Reb Chaim, what do you mean? Those days are gone, since a long time ago. So Reb Chaim said, no, it means the status of an Eved. I never quite understood it. When I learned the sugya, it became clear to me. That's what it means. It's a halacha, really. It's not just a philosophy. It's a halacha. It means that al pidin, you have a kabbalah satori, you have a din of an eved, and the only thing is you can mafkia that through the through kabbalah malchus shemayim. So that's what it means. He loves the gosh baruch hashem eretz yisrael, and harem shibarim refan yisrael means in din halachically. Halachically, we're defined as avadim. We're defined as avadim. If there wouldn't be a geula, then we would, the choice was this. Either you go out and you have a gula and kabbalah Torah, or else you're defined permanently as a vada. That's what he learned. But anyways, it comes out like this. So what does it mean? Avadim mashlu banu kishiluach avadim bitalnu. Now what does shiluach avadim bitalnu mean? It means like this. It means if you have a Yisrael, okay, who is the Yisrael kasher? Now since he's Yisrael kasher, so under that system, what is he entitled to? He's a Ben Choron, really. But now you're denying the idea that halachic cheros, and you're treating him like an Eved. Why? Because of physical, because of the law of the material law. So you're denying the metaphysical law of cheros. So therefore, what it means like this, that I will deny also the metaphysical law. Why? Because really, avada mashlu bano chazal say means the triumph. What does it mean? Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is from Chom. Hamakeb Avos and Nisim Bad Masbenei Chom. So it means that Chom really was defined philosophically as an Eved. But now, but the fact is, Mitzrayim was the most powerful, was in fact the most powerful nation in its time. So if you go by military might and power, that reality, so then Mitzrayim is a master. But if you go by the reality, the system of the Torah, it says, Arucham, Ever Avodim, Yigil Echa. So it means that Chom really is, his proper place is to really be an Eved. That's his proper place. So if you deny the metaphysical halacha of Cheres, God says, I will deny the metaphysical halacha of Avdus for those other people, and they will be your masters. So it's Mida Keneged Mida. The Python is very sharp in the way he makes that, an association. Okay, hold on a minute.
A bracha for Kriyas Megillah Teicha?
Oh, yeah, well, you reminded me. By the way, I forgot this. There is a sheet that's brought down on the tour that when they made the bracha, it's unbelievable, when they made the bracha, and the Ramban learns it's on Echa, others learn it goes in Brachas Torah. So they said, they made a bracha, two brachas. They made the bracha in turn, they said, dying on us. Amazing thing. The Torah brings it down. The Ramban brings it down. Technically, the Beis Yosef on the side over there. So it's an amazing thing. What is it? And so the Ramban seems to learn it goes on Eicha. They ask the Kasha, they say it's Mashem from Sechat Sarfim, it goes on Kriyas HaTorah. But whatever it is, the point, what is the point? The point is, like we mentioned before, that the whole Kriyas HaTorah has a different character. The Limud HaTorah is a Limud HaTorah B'Teres HaVelus. So he said Dianemus. As a matter of fact, the Torah says that the minig was, the minig trickled down, they left at the Shem of Malchus, but they used to make the Baruch and say Baruch Dianemus. So the Dake Moshe, Ramah says, our minig is not to say it that way. But it was an authentic minig. So you see from the fact that they incorporated, the question is, why isn't that a mafsik? It should be a mafsik between the bracha and between the Talmud Torah. I can say dynamis in the middle of dynamis, right? But the Pshat is very good. According to what we're saying is that the dynamis wasn't an ethic because it showed the nature and the character of the limud. It wasn't a limud, the Torah's mitzvah, sasei of the Talmud Torah. It was a limud, the mitzvah of kinos, and it's impossible to do anything without limud. So that's why you have to. That's why you lay. That's why you have eicha. The ladies, he saw the bottom. It's also a different mussar from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it wouldn't be considered. That's why it's not considered a hefsek. The Ramban brings it down. He brings the shita down. I don't know if it's possible or anybody, I don't remember. But he brings down authentic shita and sechet sefer. So you see that that shows you that the whole, it's not a Kedushas Hayom, but it functions just like a Kedushas Hayom, in that it permeates the entire day. And it's a Moed. That's Moed. What does Moed mean? Moed means it's not an isolated, not isolated activities on this day. Moed means it's Kavua. It's Kavua. There's a theme behind it. And this theme embraces a specific amount of time. It embraces 25 hours in a day. And the theme is expressed throughout the day in all its manifestations, in Tefillah, in Torah, in Nihug, in Tshuva, the whole, it's a Moed, it's a Yomtov. It's a Yomtov, it's a very special kind of a Yomtov. I'm glad you raised the question. What was your question, though? You want to ask something else? Howie?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the, because I saw Masech HaSofer, that they made a bracha al Mikra Megillah for Eicha.
Right. Yeah, good. I said it. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
And make a bracha mikra megillah. Yeah, that's for sure. Of course, it's a maisa kriyas kisei kares betzibur. That's what the Gros says. The Gros says. See, the Gros explains. I understand what's bothering you is why should you make a bracha mikra megillah and it's not Talmud Torah. No, but the Gros explains the reason why you make those brachas is because you cannot have kisei kodesh nikroim betzibur and not have it preceded by a bracha. It's not a bigger mitzvah, because actually, the whole question is, Eim b'vrach no aminig the Ram mold. That's why you don't make a bracha on Hawa or Shchadish. So, because Eim b'vrach no aminig. So how can you make a bracha on the minig of saying the Megillah on Rus on Shavuos? It's a, right? So the answer is like this. If it was a bigger mitzvah, then that's correct. You can't make a bracha on a bigger mitzvah. It's a minig. Bigger mitzvah on a minig. But over here, the Gra explains, it's a halacha that you cannot decorate the tibur Kisvei Kodesh unless it's preceded by a bracha. You must, so that bracha is different. It's a different kind of a bracha. It's like Allah and Kavod Kisvei Kodesh. So it doesn't matter if the Megillah, to this answer to your question, it doesn't matter if Megillah Seichos Nikras Petaras Kinos. Kinos. It's not, it doesn't matter. The fact is it's Nikras Petzimah. Nikras Petzimah, you must have a bracha.
I think the Grizz is the same piece of Torah, though.
He says that?
Yeah, because he also brings a
raya
that women make prayer for the Torah even though they're
not chayiv
in it.
Oh, very good.
That's
good, that's very good.
I want to ask, why were you so surprised that you have Priyas Megillah Belila? You have Esther
Belila. Oh, no. Esther Belila is a different thing. See, Esther Belila, really, the Kriyas of Megillah is really, you could create the Kriyas of the Yom. There's no question about that. By Esther, too. The Kriya Balaila by Esther is a separate halacha of Chayav Adam and Likras Megillah Balaila Shanos of the Yom. The question what that means. Some say that because the Peshad is because the Kriya B'Yom must be the second time he did it, not the first time he did it. Others say, I think we want to say Peshad, that because the Laila is Mitzurah to the Yom, and since the Kriya Samegillah is Halel, so you can't, the Pasuk is
Ramayas
Amechav Lo Yidom. So it would be a violation. I think you're already in the 24-hour period of Shevach. You can't refrain from Shevach, so that's why you say Kriya. But it's not Kriya Samegillah B'Teres Mitzvah Samegillah. Kriya Samegillah B'Teres Mitzvah Samegillah is only B'Yom. That's a separate Kriya B'Laila. That's a different Kriya. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I tell you what, I need a little bit of a break. I don't know how to work on this. Give me a 15-minute break, and I don't know if you want to keep the phones on or rough. I don't know the finances of this thing.
Well, you know, like there's certain things that we know to keep till Chatzos Yom. What type of kiyum is that?
Very good question. Bring that one up when we come back.
Have I changed?
Yes.
If we wash dishes now?
Can you wash dishes now? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You can do it. Yeah, you can do it.
We can.
Yeah, if you have to, you can do it. You can do it. Okay.
Okay.
See you. Talk to you later. 2:30.
What is the meaning there of the word l'shichno?
L'shichno. That's good. That's very good. L'shichno. Oh, yeah. That's correct. That l'shichno is possessive. That's true. That's good. You're right. That's a good point. L'shichno, yeah. But that's right. That's true. L'shichno, l'makom shu shochein sham, yeah. That's correct. That's close. I said there was a couple of them that are close. But the word shchin is not found. L'shichno means l'makom shu shochein. That's in Hebrew. In Hebrew, that's done commonly.
No.
That's done commonly. In other words, there's a possessive on a verb. L'shichno is a possessive on a verb. L'makom shu shochein sham. But it's close. It's close to it. The word shchin you don't find is a noun. It's a plain noun. Not in your possessive form. Makom shu, that's correct. It says close, but I mentioned a couple of places, but they're close. But generally, you'll not find it, and the word shchin is not to be found completely. Okay.
Is there a machlokes in Tainus where you do kfiya samita?
A kfiya samita you don't do. You don't do the positive things.
Uh-huh.
You only do the negative. I wondered why. Is it because of positive and negative? Because it doesn't seem so, because you do positive things. You see the ma'olel ba'ofar and things like that. Apparently, the kfiya samita you don't do because kfiya samita is because of the musa adam was mishapech. So that's a separate thing by misa, by regular avelos. But avel shishana kfiya samita doesn't make any sense. You see? And the other one is bothering me also. The one of atifas arosh. Atifas arosh you don't do either. I know. I just was thinking about it, but I don't. I didn't go with it. I don't know. I only leave that one. I got to think about it. But kriyas amiti certainly don't do because there's no shachas here. Okay.
And also, like during the
you don't do both. That's for sure. I'm just wondering the reason why you don't do that. Yeah.
Also, by like the 9 days, you have an issur bus of the yayin.
Yes.
Means you don't really have that by shlosha or by avela.
No, you have it in what do you call it?
Aninas.
Right, this is Anina still. It's an interesting thing. You see over here...
It's going to be both.
Ah, you see, it's not a Tata Nisasri. Over here, there's no Tata Nisasri. Between Aninas and Avelis. That's an interesting thing. Ordinarily, Aninas is a separate institution, precedes Avelis. Avelis doesn't begin until it's Simas Agola. But over here, it's not true. Over here... Aninus exists side by side with Avelis. That's an interesting thing. But in terms of the Avelis Yeshana, it makes perfect sense. Because it is. It's Mecha Mut Lefana. But the bias is not here. It's just like the Chorban took place right now. It's an interesting point to develop. But I mean, you're right. Aninus and Avelis are not a Tata Sashi, especially when we're talking about the Tavim says, can we show Mason a little fun of even on Tishba? I think he says that.
The Ram only has by Sudam a second.
Only by Sudam a second. That's right. But I think Mesechat Tavim has it even on Tishba himself, doesn't he? I think I saw it somewhere. That can we show Mason a little fun of it? It's not a Tavim Sashi. Avelis and Nias can be simultaneous over here. Well, I've seen Avelis. I mean, there's no Allah HaTainas. On the contrary. Avelis, you give a person the ayin. Sustain Yayin Lamar and Effort.
What about Korea?
No, they mentioned Korea definitely not. They say Korea, it's a funny thing. They say, avail us not. Other positive alachas avail us not. And Kal Vachoma Korea. They say, Korea is not even avail us. Korea l'chud and avail us l'chud. That's what they say.
But I'm asking, why would it be apropos, though?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too.
Perhaps by Kriya, the reason not is because there's no Shastrimum?
I would say that Kriya is because there's no event. In other words, since Tisha B'Av is a realization, really the Chumra Bias is every day. You can't do Kriya now. You do Kriya now and imply that there's a Chumra took place now. The only thing is that the Gavra is not... It's not big enough to be involved in the constantly in the Chorban HaBayis. So he only has a right to be involved when the halacha permits him, unless he's a real gadol. Otherwise, it's mechzik yura. You see, the Chazal are very concerned about the mechzik yura. They lock the guy up. And it's a real listener. I'm just letting the guy walk around thinking he's a big tzaddik. He's acting like a big tzaddik. Mechzik yura is a serious issue, very serious issue. So that's why you can't do Kriya, because Kriya would imply that the event took place now, and that before there's no reason to Misabu before. Actually, there are things that you Misabu all the time, or little things that are Chazal Misakim all the time. As you know, that someone after one Tishba. But in terms of the Gavra being an Ovel, like he is on Tisha B'Av, that's not all year round. But you cannot have a Kriya, because Kriya would imply that it's just now. Not just now, it's really all the time, but you're not big enough to do it all the time. So Kriya doesn't make any sense.
We have some talking in the background. Can you make sure the phones are on mute?
What's that? Okay. All right.
Oh.
There's two other small points. One point is that there's the interesting thing, and it's really, I think it's the whole philosophy of Yadis. It's an interesting thing that you see from Tisha B'Av itself. Why? Tisha B'Av, really, it's already 2,000 years, and almost, and you see Tisha B'Av, I think, contains in it a theme that really existed even before Tisha B'Av. And that theme is that Klal Yisrael has a certain potential. We're talking about the mourning, the fact that potential is not realized in the world. That how beautiful it would be if everybody would see, like they said in the Leini, Vaschanah, that would be a beautiful thing to see such a thing. So the fulfillment of that dream is one which has almost never taken place. It's an amazing thing. It almost took place. Like what Chazal say, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, that would have been it. Because he would have been Mavir all the Avodah Zarah once and for all. That would have been gone. So the essential Ma'akev in Yadis is Avodah Zarah in one form or another. Hidden Avodah Zarah or overt Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah that they got rid of, but hidden tendencies towards the Kfir and Avodah Zarah, they weren't able to do. But Chazal said if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, that would have been it on a permanent basis. So many times, it's like it almost happened. But in reality, it almost never happened. You have a very short period, like David HaMelech, and not even David HaMelech's entire life, and then Shlomo HaMelech, and then already, towards the end, already that was it. And after Shlomo, the whole thing broke up. And then you had again, Chizkiyahu. Yeah, Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, 30, about 30 years of Chizkiyahu, which the Navi talks about like it's an eternity, because it was a time when everything was working properly, because Mashiach Hashem. But on the whole, they always miss it. Always some reason or other. Purim, you had a little bit of a... It was a time when it was a cow, but then it would have been died down. So the fulfillment of the possibility of Klal Yisrael really, really functioning on the perfect level has almost never happened. So you'd say, you should give up on it. You should give up. It's an amazing thing. But Yadis apparently doesn't hold that you go by statistics. Yadis hold that since the potential is there, you can never give up on the potential. And the potential is there, and besides, we have a tacha that potential will be realized. But the fact it will be realized is one thing. The fact it will be realized is not just an accidental thing. It means that a potential, when a potential exists, you can never say that you can never discard it. You can't just discard it. The length of time that it takes for the person to fulfill the potential doesn't matter in terms of whether it's going to happen or not. That's an amazing thing. And it's true by Yachid also. It's true by Yachid also. That's why you can never give up on a Yachid. That's the Chazal Yesh Kan Olam L'Shachas. That's it. In 70 years in Apikaris, and Shachas is Kan Olam. Of course, the Gemara says, and what does Chazal say? Chazal say that Rebbe HaYabocha, Kan Olam L'Shachas. The Marsha gives a nice chat. He says he cried because it's not the best thing. It was like you're saying in a sad way. He was kind of alone with Sha'achas, but it's not going to be the same type of Olam Haba that he would have had if he would have been coming at 30 years before. Because he can't develop in Torah, can't. So it's a small Olam that he has. But it's still possible. They see the potential still is there. It's a possibility. I think Tisha B'Av is part of the theme of Tisha B'Av, part of the idea of Tisha B'Av. That no matter how long it takes, but that potential is there, and that's why it's real. It's real, even though it's so far-fetched practically. The practical and the real don't. The practical doesn't really shed any light on the real in terms of its possibility for fulfillment. Rare, very few times. That's really, you know what that is really. What we're talking about is really Shir Shirim. That's it. That's really Shir Shirim. Shir Shirim is the love affair between God and Klal Yisrael, and it almost happens. The whole paragraph over there, you know, Pashati is Kutanti, Echal Bashena, and Dodi, Shalach Yodo Mena Akir, Echor, whatever. The whole thing over there, that's the idea, that's the concept really. That the potential is a bond. The potential is a bond. The bond of a potential. And that's very strong, even though it's never realized. It's an amazing kind of concept. But that's one thing I wanted to mention. Another thing I wanted to mention was we mentioned last year, I think we said that in every single parak, except the last one, of course. The last one's different. But in the four prakim in Echa, that there are four components, if you remember. I think we said the one component is the realization of the tragedy. The other component is Tzidek HaDin. Everyone has Tzidek HaDin. It's a big mistake to say that Echa is a question. It's not a question at all. It's all Tzidek HaDin. As a matter of fact, there's a Chazal. The Chazal say that God said Echa. An amazing thing. It says that Chazal say Rabbi Avol Patach L'Megillas Echa. He says V'heima Ka'odam Avru Bris. That Christ is like Adam. Says Ma'u ki Adam. What does it mean that the Kli Yisrael like Adam? Ki Adam Arishon. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Echnastu v'gan Eden. V'tzivisiv v'avar al tzivuyi. V'geirashtiv v'shilachtiv. V'konanti olav Echa. God said Echa about Adam Arishon. Nechsiv. V'yom alo ayeka. Echa ksiv. Ach bonav ha'echnastu v'ayet Yisrael v'tzivisiv v'avar al tzivuyi. V'geirashtiv. Shenema. Me basi agarshim shilachtem shnei shalom v'kananti aleim echa. So Chazal say that God said echa. So if echa is a question, what do you mean? God is a question on himself? Not a question. Echa is a recognition of a tragedy. But God says echa too. Because God says echa too. It's the same echa. It means to say that it's a recognition of a tragedy, not a question. Okay, but everything, I think we said every parasha has four elements. One is recognition of tragedy. The second one is tzedek hadin, always tzedek hadin. Then the third element is third element is nechama, is always nechama, and the fourth element is tefillah. Okay.
What was the fourth one?
Fourth one's tefillah. Everyone has a tefillah in it. Everything is an interesting thing. Every single one is a tefillah.
What does it mean when you say that God said Eicha? That means that, that God asked.
Rebbe.
The gods are. Rebbe?
What?
What does it mean when you say that.
Say that God says Eicha? It means that God recognizes the fact that the potential is not fulfilled. That's a fair thing. That they had the potential. It's just like it means when God said, Maitse Yadei Tavu Bayam. They say, as I told Malachim, there's not time for Shira.
What is it adding by telling us that God is aware of it, by saying that God, we know that God knows everything. What is it saying that God recognizes? God says Eicha too.
Oh, you asked me a different question. You asked me a question I think what it means is what we were just saying. The same idea. That Adam Arisha and Asnasa were going to Eden, everything was all prepared and everything. And you see that it lasted how long? A few hours. That was it. So it means to say that even though practically Gan Eden didn't exist, but realistically it's a part of reality. It doesn't matter how short it is, but in terms of reality, it's the same. See, that's what I think the Medrash is aiming at. But I'm not 100% positive. I didn't think into it that much. But I understand your question. Everyone has a kind of a tune in it. What? But there's one thing I wanted to mention was like this: that in the Nechama, there's two kinds of Nechama that you have. One kind of Nechama is a logical one. One kind of Nechama is a logical one, and that is where he says, for instance, Chazeh Hashem Kilo Somnu Kilo Cholo Rachama. That's a logical Nechama. It means that it's impossible to break the relationship. Okay, it's a nechama. But then you have another kind of nechama. Like another kind of nechama is where they talk about the enemies. Okay, where it says, for instance, he says, "Tavo lefonecho, tashim lehem gmol ad Hashem kemaisi adam." Or he says. He says that, just a second. He says, that they also will drink. Gam, Sisi the Silchi Bas Edom, the end of Dalit. Sisi the Silchi Bas Edom, Yeshevis Beretz Utz. Gam Alayach Tavar Kos. Kos. Tishkri the Sisari. You're also going to drink from the same, bitter, goblet. So what kind of a thing is that? And Kirdos Ba'afis Hashmidei Mitach Hashmei Hashem, where it talks against the enemy. Now, things like I said, there's one thing I want to mention, that is that they see, like in David HaMelech, if you look through Tehillim, so he also talks about how God saves him from his enemies, how his enemies are utterly destroyed, utterly annihilated. On the surface, someone reads it, they think this is just someone that's, he's involved in his own egomania. He's happy to see his enemies destroyed. But if you read through Eicha especially, read through it carefully, you'll see when he talks about how the enemy mocked us and all these things, it is not because of a hatred of the enemy. You see? So if that were the case, then that wouldn't be expressed, because you don't want to express how you were defeated by another enemy. That's not normal for a person. A person wants to hide these things. But over here, it's spelled out very clearly. The reason is because, actually, he's talking, the only reality is God. They don't care what that enemy thinks. Who cares about it? It's not an emotional conflict between us and the enemy, and the same thing with David HaMelech. It's not an emotional conflict between him and his enemies. He, on the contrary, he's directed towards the reality, God's reality. And God's reality, what difference does it make what this guy thinks? He thinks he was successful, whatever. Who cares? We don't care about that. But it's the objective phenomenon. Like, how is it possible that such a degradation should take place? That's really what the emphasis is on. That's one point I want to make clear, that it's not the emphasis. You shouldn't confuse this with an ordinary kind of an emotion. The Rebbe one time said that why did they have to Shmuel HaKatan? They needed Shmuel HaKatan to be Misakein Olam HaShinim. Well, what's the word Misakein Olam HaShinim? I mean, Chazal were all brilliant enough to do that. I said, no. He said, the reason is because most people are personally involved with hatred. And they only want to take someone that's masakin the tefillah. And masakin the tefillah has to be completely objective. So Shmuel cut him. I said, he's on the level. That's why he was masakin the bracha. So none of these things are really, none of these things are to be understood as a vengeance or expressing an emotional conflict between Klal Yisrael and between the enemy. It doesn't exist, because what do we care what they think? Who cares about them? But the point of all of it is, in terms of the, it's an objective phenomenon. It shouldn't be allowed that Rishayim should be able to be successful, because that's what destroys the world. So that's why I say, Sisi Suchi Basir Gamalayach Tavakos Tishti Visasari. Means to say that you think that you can get away from God's judgment, but you'll find out that it's that such a thing is not possible, and that's a Kiddush Shemayim. That's Kiddush Shemayim, but it's not because of it's not a personal attack. Okay, those are 2 points I want to make. Any questions?
Yeah, Rabbi, I have a question. Regarding Eka and the loss of potential, is there not a difference between loss of potential for an individual and loss of potential for an ummah? Because we have avtacha that Am Yisrael eventually will achieve our potential. That's avtacha for us. But it might be different. Individual potential lose perhaps his potential. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
But for the ummah, it's a different story. 100%.
Oh yeah. By the way, with regard to what you mentioned for the sheikh, no. I mean. Amdo, you see, in Hebrew you have a possessive on the verb also. Amdo, so there's no problem with it. You have a possessive being a verb. Okay. Any other points? If you want to...
We have some other questions here.
Other questions? Okay, go ahead.
Rebbe, I can understand philosophically how tomorrow until Chatzos that we
have... ...stake here. And as much as we're in love with halachic structure, cannot make a mistake over here that this is not simply halachic structure. This is halachic structure which whose essence lies in a key and belays. And tomorrow is the biggest proof. Why? Because there's a Yerushalmi that says that one mandama fasted both days. Because as a matter of fact, he said, if I would make the takana, I'd make Tisha B'Av on Yassiri. Because that's when it was burning, the Midrash was burning. And he fasted 2 days, Tisha B'Av and Asara. So what's the pshat? It wasn't a lachakim, it was a kim belayev. And that's the same thing, that's why halacha of tonight and tomorrow, Tuch Hatzos, really, it was actually tomorrow a whole day, but then the Karashot, Mini Karashot, Tuch Hatzos. But the whole business is really... because of the fact that Tisha B'Av is a key and belayev. Of course, the halacha is Tisha B'Av and tonight. There's no question about it. But the key and belayev is, it continues till Chatzos tomorrow. It's a key and belayev. I'm not going to tell you what to do on halacha. I mean, it's up to you. There is a kula that holds that, that the only thing, that there's a sheet that the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to say, that the only thing that the minig actually endorsed the key and belayev, it made it halacha. It brought it into the realm of Thea.
Yeah, but it's funny. It left it as like an owning, back to an owning again.
Yeah, like went back to the 9 days. Went back to an owning.
Well,
that's right. Well, what does it mean? According to us, it's perfect. Why? Because the aninus is really belayed. Ain't aninus all belayed? Aninus is really belayed. So they kept the belayed, and it seems that the Mechaber and Ramah only kept it with regard to... Shias Yayin and what? And Basser. And Basser. Shias Yayin and Basser. That's where they kept it. So it's an Oni and a Basser and those two things. Okay. But that's...
A Rebbe?
Because no one's asking those two things. But there are others, there are others that held with regard to Kvisa too. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I mean, there's a Bir Allah on it, and... if somebody does the other things, they're not over Nisim. They can't say they're over Nisim. What? Definitely can't say they're over Nisim. But the Yayin and the Yayin, the Ramah and the Mechaber are clear about the Yayin and the Basa. That's clear. That was accepted in a minute. But that's the Assyrius belayed. Not too many people keep us busy, that's for sure. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I heard that Rav Schachter, when he was explaining the Rav's position, he wanted to say that really the Isra Basra Yain during the 9 days is a separate halacha of Zecher L'Chorban because of the stopping of the Nisach Yain and the Korbanos. And really in the Gemara, they really wanted a Masak in there, Zecher L'Migdash, Zecher L'Chorban, that you could not eat Basra Yain the entire year. But it was a exerche, you know, Ravam Yechol Ramavo. Nothing to do with Aminas.
Wow, it's not the Rav. It's brought down the force. They bring down that reason.
You want to explain as far as that was the Rav, you know, the Rav, in addition to holding that Shloshim during the 9 days, but there's also additional Menhagim.
I know, there are different sheets. There's different time I brought down. One is Aminas, one is because of pickle carbonus, different reasons. But what I'm saying is that the 10th day is belayed. Whatever reason you want to give, it's belayed. It's not a... It's not a lach of a takana. It wasn't part of the takana, but the 10th day is belayed, and the 10th day is a kibbalev. And you see that there was a myra in Yishalmi that kept it fast for 2 days. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Good. Anything else?
Yes.
Any other questions?
Yeah, the question remains. Somebody wants to know, what was Osir Bena Shmoshel's last night?
Everything but Neil Sassandel.
Everything but Neil Sassandel. Okay. Everything but Neil Sassandel. A general question. When we say that, according to the Rav, that 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh, what is excluded from that? In other words, gift giving, every element, is every element of the Yud Beis Chodesh included?
Yeah.
Or is it just that whatever the Mechaber says?
No, every element.
Every element.
Yeah.
Down to the minhag of like the by the Rama says that we don't as an extension of Sheol Shalom we don't give gifts.
What? No minhag.
That's not really minhag. Like, that's also it's usher.
Not Minhagim, just Allah.
Just Allah.
Okay, do you want to ask?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
No, I see what they mean is, like, for instance, during Yud Beis Chodesh, you can't buy new clothes.
No, okay.
But you don't see that by 3 weeks.
Because it's only a minute.
I'm going to pass them. It's a fair halacha.
Right. Didn't we say a couple years ago that the chat was that whatever the Minhagim are, you keep them like Yud Beis Chodesh?
What do we say it again?
Say it again?
I thought we said you don't do the minhagim of Yud Beis Chodesh in the 3 weeks. That's why you could buy clothes in 3 weeks. It's only a minute not to buy clothes in 3 weeks.
No, but for instance, if there's an issue of Tasporis during 3 weeks,
right?
It's formulated like Yud Beis Chodesh.
Right. That's right.
That's correct. No, it's...
Right.
Because Yud Beis Chodesh is a paradigm, but it depends what the niyog is.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's going to
start. I think I know what you mean.
Wow. No.
Okay, what else?
Somebody want to ask, if somebody ate during Banish Mushals, what's the halacha? Do they have to be...
Banish Mushals, what's the halacha?
I mean, there's no Tashlumen, right? It's over. He broke his... There's no Tainus, right?
Broke his Tainus, yeah. Are you mean she was saying Anu? No.
There's no making up.
No.
Only by Tainus Chalm there's making up.
Tainus Esther.
Tainus Esther. And Esther. Yeah. Anybody else any questions?
Is Tisha B'Av a Moed or like a Moed?
Tisha B'Av. Well, that's what I try to explain all the time. Why it's a Moed. Can I just explain that? That a Moed is when a day is involved in a theme. It's not a Kedusha Yom, but there's an idea. A relationship to God that takes hold of a 24-hour period. That's why it's a moed. It is a moed. It is a moed. That's the definition of moed. Moed means a set time. That's what a moed means.
Alright. What's the definition of Simchas Moreas, which is also during Yud Beis Chodesh, precisely?
Simchas Moreas is also during what is it? You got Hokus Yud Beis Chodesh? It's not Hokus Moreas now.
I don't want to take that question.
Okay.
All right.
Rabbi,
what?
You're going back to the Ikri Moed. I mean, but Moed here means more than just a set time. It also, like, there's no Tachman.
That's right. Because whenever there's a set time where there's a special relationship with God, even if it's derech kinis, there's no tachlis.
What's the difference between moed and yom tov?
The difference is that moed is where a theme involves a 25-hour period, and yom tov is where there's kedushas yom. Kedushas yom means iser malacha. That doesn't exist on Tisha B'Av. Different kind of iser malacha. It has chadas, but it's not a real intrinsic iser malacha. There's no real iser malacha on Tisha B'Av.
But for Mechanic, would they be moed?
Purim Mechaga, no. The Purim, you see, Purim, they used to say Tachnon on Purim. They used to get him to say Tachnon on Purim. Purim's not. That's not Moed.
Rebbe, what do you mean when you say that there's no Tachnon if there's a Kvias between the nation and Hashem? Why should there still be no Tachnon? Why is it preclude Tachnon?
Oh, that's a different...
You just said that if it's a Moed, it can't have Tachnon. But why is it that if it's a Moed, it can't have Tachnon?
Because
why are they contradictory?
Tachanun is a in the field of Pyam is a involvement essentially with your personal state. That's what it is. And you can't do it. Not when it's a Mori. It's personal. Tachanun essentially is essentially about the human condition which is it's not a tefillah, because a tefillah is formulated where you ask God for something. A tachanun is a different concept. The concept of tachanun is that the person is like complains about his, I'm using the word loosely, but you know, complains about his personal problems, his constant things that are disturbing him, and that's essentially what tachanun is. It's a different kind of a tefillah. You don't do that when there's a moed. You don't involve yourself in that when there's a moed. But Purim's different. Purim doesn't change the relationship with the Purim is a different thing. It's a kviyas yom simcha. That's a different thing. It's a shevach v'ada. It's a machlekes. That's why some say we paskin don't say tachna on Purim, but that's the machlekes really. That's the machlekes because it's a different kind of a thing. It is a kviyas a yom for it's a yom simcha, but it's different. It's not a kviyas a yom like a yontif where it's l'fnei Hashem. This is Tisha B'Av is not l'fnei Hashem like Yom Tov, but it's a special relationship with God. Different kind of a thing.
But you mean Chanukah Purim, it's not that relationship?
No. It's not. It's simply Shevach V'Adah. But the only thing is that from the Navi we learned that a Shevach V'Adah, you have a right to be Kaveh Yom for Shevach V'Adah. But it's not a special relationship. Tisha B'Av is a special relationship with God. Even though it's negative. It's negative, but it still is a relationship. It's a different kind of a thing. Whereas Purim Mechanica doesn't change the relationship, but Shevach V'Adah, Kaveh Shevach V'Adah. It's true, it's tough as a yom, but the theme of the yom is not a special relationship with God. It's not with Hashem, and it's not where God relates us in a negative way.
I spoke a long time ago about the
negative and the positive.
Right.
But it's true. I mean, that's the same.
Negative and negative.
Right.
What is preferable to use for Havdalah tonight, wine or beer?
You better if you use beer.
Yes,
Is Avinu Malkeinu considered Tachnun?
Avinu Malkeinu is... Well, that's... You see, now you're getting into certain details. Because, see, Avinu Malkeinu, you do say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, but not on Shabbos. So, it's Avinu Malkeinu is... Ordinarily it's Tachman, but it's on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it ties in with the theme of the Kedusha Yom, so it's, you can't say it's not attached to the Sasser because it ties into the theme. But in terms of Shabbos, it's not. It's not in line with that theme. Okay, you want to do more?
Just one last question. You know, we were before about Kriya and all these things. What about sitting on the floor? Aren't you an Avel all day long?
Yeah, what?
Aren't you an Avel all day long?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, after Chatzos. Well, the Rav spoke about that extensively, about the after Chatzos, the character of the day changes to Nechama, and that's why you don't sit on the floor anymore.
That's funny, because in Avel, you're getting Nechama all the time.
You're saying what?
As an Avel, you're getting Nechama all the time when you're on the floor.
As an Avel, you're getting... Yeah, but I explained that. I said that's a different kind of thing. Because by a regular Avel, you need Menachemim, because you're trying to get the person... You don't want the person to lapse into a deep depression. It's different, but over here you don't have that.
Right?
Yeah. But over here, in Avel Shoshana, you don't have that concept. But what's your question again? I'm sorry, what was the question? Oh, half a day. How can you have a chatzos half a day? I'll tell you, the thing is, like, I mean, it always bothers me also, where do you see the chatzos business? You know, it's not clear in the halacha sources, the original sources about chatzos. But what I think is that, I think it's like this. That really it's one day, you see, and it's not a tati d'sasri. In other words, the nechama and the avelis, we explain that the nechama and the avelis is really go hand in hand, because why what is the tragedy? The tragedy is that you're missing something which is a necessity, and because it's a necessity, God will supply it. So the nechama stems from the same source as the tragedy, and then. Why are you lamenting over it? Because you can't conceive of existence without Mikdash. Mikdash is something which is a necessity, correct? And because of the fact that it's a necessity, because Chazdei Hashem Kilo Samnu, so that's why we know that's the Nechama. The Nechama is tied to the same concept as the Avelis. So they're not. This Nechama is not a type of the Sashri. You understand what I mean? This Nechama is not a type of the Sashri. The only thing is that they wanted to show these two ideas. And you can't show them simultaneously, so they broke the day up into Kodem Chatzos and Lach Chatzos. But to my mind, it's not like two different days. It's not like two different days. It doesn't mean that Kodem Chatzos is one day and Lach Chatzos is different. You can't split a day. Where do you find that we split a day in half and say half of the day is this and the other half is that? It really is one uniform group of ideas. But in order to, since the two have different expression, so they broke it up. The minute was to break it up. The Kodem Chatzos expressed this and Lach Chatzos that. So it shouldn't be confusing. But really, none of them are tachted asasri. It wouldn't be a horrible thing if a person sold Mason Mutal Lefanov after Chatzos. Saying it's not a tachted asasri. But the way the minig was organized is to, in order to make clear the two points, they chose two different parts of the day. But essentially, it's one day, one kiyum. That's what, you understand what I'm saying? It's not like a two different chalosin. It's not a new chalos. After chatos, a new chalos. Where do you see such a thing? One day of Tisha B'Av can't have a new character. The minig was to express the different components in different times. Otherwise, it's confusing. But it's really the same kiyum.
The Ram really has it like, it seems like one uniform day. You know, Yoshim, Dovins, and...
Yeah, it's one uniform day. There's no question about it. Tisha B'Av is one uniform day. If you look back in the early sources of Allah, you don't find this... two different parts of the day. How could it be? It's one day. You're absolutely right. It's one day, and the one day starts at night and continues straight. One continuum, really. It's one continuum.
You explain this to the tefillin business?
Well, tefillin.
In the Ram has no tefillin, so rush. Mix of chacham.
That's right. And the rush, you do put on tefillin. I mean, it's like a pshara, a later pshara that they made. I guess the later pshara was made that the... based upon the, you mean the later minig, our minig that we do it. I mean, it's a funny kind of minig. You do it in the afternoon, but not in the morning. I would assume that they really hold like the rush, that you should put on film. But the only thing is that they didn't want it to be a tarte de sasri to the demonstration of Tot Lavelis. So that's why they made it in the afternoon, which they allocated really for Nechama. So it's not a type of accessory. That's what I would say. But basically, if you put on film, whenever you put it on during the day, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, make it then, what's the difference? If you're not supposed to put on film on Tishbev, what's the difference? Mechel time doesn't make any better. But they held like the Sheikh Sarash, basically. But in order not to conflict with the division of the two concepts, the expression of two concepts, so they made it for Mechel time. That's what I think.
What's not putting on Shal Rosh?
The Rambam does. The Rambam holds that Shorosha Vavol Ma'olel. The Gemara says Avol Ma'olel Kana Varosha Ba'afa. So therefore, you can't put on a Shorosh. That's what the Gemara says. So that's why he held that. That's the reason. That's why he held that. But look, we're not in either way. I don't know, Svadim. Svadim, don't put on Tom Shirosh. You put it on. Yeah.
Rebbe?
Minifa time?
Rebbe?
Yeah,
didn't the Rav express the idea that the character of the Yom is different in the afternoon because Midas Adin, Klal Yisrael, was to be Nechrav also? But since, in fact, we see that Klal Yisrael was left existent, Midas Arachman expressed itself in the second half of the day.
That's true, but I cannot accept that halachically, only philosophically. In other words, that's what I was trying to say. It can't be halachically half a day one chalos and the afternoon another chalos. Impossible.
How about Erev Pesach? There's a
Pesach. What's Pesach? Have you seen different chalos and Pesach? That's not. Are the Eshachatos is different?
Well, there's an Isser Chametz.
An Isser Chametz when? On Pesach, Eshachatos, the whole Pesach is Chametz.
Erev Pesach.
Oh, come on. It's a different halacha all year. Then there's Rishi. That's not. The separate halacha is because of the Zman Karban Pesach is an Osir. And it's a different Nisr Chametz. It's not the same Nisr Chametz. It's totally different. Different Nisr Chametz. Not Chayef Kar. It's a lot. Different Nisr Chametz. There's no place we have a... That's a separate halacha of a Krevus like a Pesach.
So you're saying that's why you say Nachem and Mencha.
What?
Nachem and Mencha.
That's
what Ramah says. Yazei Tisu Esh.
Nachem and Mincha, nobody understands why. The Rishonim already asked the question. Nachem is a part of Tisha B'Av, you should say it in every tefillah. I don't understand it. It's a big, I can't answer every kasha. The Rishonim bother these questions. They don't understand why shouldn't you say Nachem in every single tefillah. But that's the minig. So the Ramah says why, because that was a time at Tisuesh. So according to him, the only thing I could say according to him is that the Kiyum B'Leiv is so, the Kiyum B'Leiv dictated that it should be only during the time when there's a Kiyum B'Leiv. That's what I have to say according to him. And it could be such a halachic formulation. You understand what I mean? That's the way you'd have to formulate it. But I'm just saying, the problem is still a problem. I mean, sometimes we have an answer, but you can't forget the problem. The problem is still halachically the problem. But this is what I'm saying is, what the Rav said was Midas Adin, Midas Arachman, it's all very nice in terms of philosophy, but I do not think the Rav was speaking halachically. Halachically, you can't have a division like that. Halachically, the day is one uniform day, and you can't differentiate between Kodom Chatos and Lachatos. It doesn't make any sense in halacha. But what the Rav was saying is, what the Rav was saying is very much in line with what I was saying today, that the Kiyum B'Leiv plays a major role. So therefore, there were certain minhagim that were instituted in terms of the Kiyum B'Leiv, in the framework of the Kiyum B'Leiv of Tisha B'Av. That would explain, like I said, that would explain, you could explain the Ramah that way. And you could explain the Lachatos and Karmachatos that way, because of the Kiyum B'Leiv. But right. Not in terms of the Halacha. Not in terms of the Halacha, you can't say it. It's a Maratus to say that the day is divided in half, one character, one on one character, the other way. And don't listen to Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem. Different thing altogether. Okay.
Oh, by the way, you also bring down in that new book by Rav Schechter, Nefesh HaRav.
Yes.
Yeah, he says they since Ein Chosin in the Shtayim, only Bonir Shalayim.
That's right. Yeah, that's the Grah. Isn't that the Grah?
No, he just mentioned a quarter of Rav Reb Chaim.
Reb Chaim, yeah, the Rav mentioned a number of times. We mentioned, I think, that's the Rush. The Rush is Kasha. The Rush is the Kasha. The Rush says nothing. The Rush is the question, Chosin Mishnayim. And the Rush answers it. I think Reb Chaim wasn't happy with that answer.
No.
But anyways, okay. Anything else?
Rebbe, what kind of Kiyum B'Leiv can you have tomorrow if to have it in the first place requires a great person?
That's exactly right. You hit it right on the head. I agree with you. That tomorrow requires a great person. That's correct. I agree with you. But I would still say if there is such a person, whoever he is, hopefully there are such people, as that they have the Kiyum B'Leiv. It's a high person. That's our level. It's true. You're right about that. But it's not halachically legislated. But the whole sugya, the sugya of Tisha B'Av, the essential sugya of Tisha B'Av
is really, I think, what we were discussing today, which is the halachic legislation and how it's woven over a fabric of a Kambalev. That you can't forget. I mean, that Kambalev is there all over. And especially, like we just mentioned, with regard to the Karim Chatzos Machatzos, that really shows you that the Kambalev was brought forth, expressed through Menachem. They do this before that, after. That's all the Kambalev. Otherwise, you don't have to. Okay, any other points?
Why don't we wear a tallis in the morning?
What?
Why don't we wear a tallis? Well, that's one of the things the Achronim say, what, Bitzaim Russo. They quote the Pasuk, Bitzaim Russo. So,
Yes, what the Hagos Maimonis makes you down?
What, Bitzaim Russo?
Yeah, but this is Nagu Kadmanena, Bechol Eretz Ashkenaz, Shol Estate, but this is Tishabav, Basmachu Akra, Bitzaim Russo.
Bitzaim Russo.
Amrina Be'echa Ravasi, Rosa Purpurin Delay, Vemizem Isham Raya.
I mean, it's just, it probably is just a remnant to the Pasuk. You should remember the Avelis. Remember the again, I mean, remember Bitzaim Russo, so you remember such a Kimbalev. There's no doubt about it. That minig also was to remind one of Echa. Reminds one of Echa. So you don't come to Shul in an ordinary way. It's not the same kind of tefillah. There's no tie to the Sasha really between Tzitzis and between Avelis of the Chorban. I mean, what is the Tzitzis? But it's to remind one of the Avecha, and then the person knows his davening is in a different framework. In other words, it's to support the Kimbalev.
Does anybody know what
Pasuk
that is?
Yeah.
Number?
Bitzaim Russo is... Just a second. It's very easy to find.
Perek Beis.
Where?
Anybody
hear what
it was? You have it?
No, repeat the Pasuk.
Bitzaim Russo... Asher Tziva, it's in Pasuk Yud Zion Beis.
Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zion.
Perek Beis, what is it?
Pasuk Yud Zion.
Russo, Asher Tziva, Mimei Kedem. Yes, that's the one. That's what it means. It says, that's what you see, it says, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chazal, it's based on a medrash. It says, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malachi Asheris. Melech Basav Adam.
Where is it?
I have it in the Tartarin brings that. Melech Basadam Kshumis Abel Almeis Maalosa. Amrule Korea Shirayan Shalal. He does Kriya. Amalahu, so God said to them, Kachani Yosa. I do the same thing. Hadahu Dukhsiv, that's what the Pasuk says, Bitzaim Russo. It's so to speak, Kavayachal, as if God taught Kriya. So Amrasso is a beggin. So therefore, so you tear the beggin. So it means to say, so that's why you don't wear tzitzis, to remind you of the fact. That it's Avelis. That's Chazal to commemorate that Chazal. But basically, that's what it means. It means when a person gets up in the morning, he thinks of Echa. That's Bitzaim Russo. He thinks of Echa and he thinks of Kriya, but he thinks of Avelis. So his whole day, the whole day has to be around the Kima. All these minhagim are made to support to institute the Kima Balev. That's what it's there for. Because that's really the essence. That's the essence. No Kimba Lev is really very little to say about Tishba. And you guys keep all halachas mechanically, he really did very little. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Is the minute brisk of 3 weeks, 9 days in Tisha B'Av waiting the Shulchan Aruch or arguing the Shulchan Aruch?
Oh, please. Let's not get into that now. That's a different area.
Ready?
Yeah.
What's the relevancy of Eiv to Tisha B'Av? Why did I throw an Eiv?
Eiv?
Yeah.
Why is Eiv going to do it?
I just wonder why you're allowed to learn Eiv on Tisha B'Av. What's the relevancy? It has nothing to do with the structure of the temple. It's not
why what?
What?
Why you're allowed to learn Eiv, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because... That's a good one. Eiv, because it says, because it's, what do you call it? Yuf talks about the it's not enjoyable learning. It's philosophical, which has to do with sad things. So it's not mesameach. The character of that learning is not mesameach. What do you mean? Does it have to do with Tisha B'Av in specific? I mean, they talk about it. Why? But the main reason is because it's not. I mean, on a basic level, anyway, it's not a limud that's mesameach. I mean, the Gemara's main concern is it shouldn't be a limud that's mesameach. Because there's one mandam in the Gemara, one Tana said that you can learn anything that you're not well versed in. In other words, you can learn a Gemara that you have to break your teeth on, because that's not enjoyable. Like making a laning in. I guess many people don't feel me that I've been here. It's an area you're not familiar with. It's torture. So that mandam holds, you can do that. We possibly can't do that, though, by the way, so you can't do it. But you see that the main concern of the Gemara was that it shouldn't be a limud of Pikud Hashem Misham Misham Chalev. So that's the first thing. That Eve is not that kind of a limud. It's a different thing, because your mind is constantly tied to the sad situation of Shar Onesh. I mean, Onesh Adam. And the worthlessness of human existence. So you can't get too happy there.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
The Rodney wants to know, why can't you learn Kohelis?
Kohelis?
That's kind of depressing.
It's a good question. I mean, why isn't Kohelis depressing also? Especially depressing, you don't know what it's talking about. I see, Kohelis is different. Kohelis is more abstract philosophy. I mean, Kohelis is, I mean, it is true, though. It is true. I mean you have a point there. It's a good point. Because Kohelis, the subject matter of Kohelis is man coming to grips with his mortality. That's the underlying subject matter. And E of the subject matter is the Schar Onesh. It's Schar Onesh. Why is Schar Onesh is mutter? And mortality is awesome. Mortality is also very sad. Good question. I don't know. Let me think about it. Good question. Eve's a personal story, you mean? My brother wants to think it's a personal story so that way you can relate to it better. Kohelis is more abstract. Could be.
All you wanted to say that Eov is mutter because it's a study of Ashgacha, while Gorillas is not a study of Ashgacha.
So what's that Ashgacha for? Oh, you mean saying it's a study of Ashgacha, you mean... I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I have to pass on that one. I don't know. You guys can say Ramshah, too.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
What was that point you said about the Chasima and Nachem? What was that? Two Chasimas? Menachem Sion?
Yeah, the Rav one time said that Rav Chaim only was Chasim Boni Yerushalayim. He didn't say Menachem Sion or Boni Yerushalayim, which is Chasima B'Shtayim. Because ain't Chasim B'Shtayim. So that's what the Rav one time said. And that's why he does it as Rav Chaim does.
So should we do it that way? Just end up Boni Yerushalayim?
Definitely go that way.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right, I think we'll stop here.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
According to some people, they left off certain brachas in the morning this morning, you know, like,
That's like
Gozaki. Absolutely, right. Yeah. So tomorrow, if a guy is, keeping the kin belev, he's not eating bas and yain and all these other things, would he eliminate that bracha also?
Shoes. Isn't that one for shoes?
Yeah, for shoes, yeah. No. I mean, according to the reason why he eliminates because he's not wearing shoes. I mean, if a person doesn't wear shoes, also a problem. I mean, it depends what he does.
Would you agree with the girl used to say the bracha at night?
What's that? Usly Gold Turkey?
Yeah.
What do you mean at night?
Like tonight.
Well, I mean, you're dealing with Machlokes Hashanah over here. I don't know. I mean,
you mean because it's like Seder of Brachos and Shachar?
Yeah, I mean, the whole question. At first was a question of whether it, yeah, whether it goes. I mean, well, one thing, when he put his shoes on.
Right.
When he put his shoes on. That I hear. I hear. I don't know. I mean, look, the girl said it. That's it. I want to say. You show me Lusmach.
But the girl said to say the bracha when you put your shoes on tonight?
That's what you say, Ali?
What's that?
That found where? You saw that in where? In the,
you bring it down, Maaseh Rav.
Maaseh Rav has it?
Yeah. Okay.
I can understand. You know, he's a gross saying that he said not to put your shoes on. Well, if you hold it, say, the Bichas Shachris, then you can't do it. But if you hold like the Rambam, that it's because of the Maaseh, so then I guess the gross relying on that Shita. And that Shita plus the fact that the other Shita holds not, it's not Dafka Shachris. The gross said, look, you know, what am I saying? Congregation of the Lord.
If you don't know what you're
doing. Rebbe, I'm not saying what to do. I'm not saying what to do.
Rebbe, can you give Tinoch the grape juice tonight? And if not, what other besides beer is a Chamar Medina that you qualifies? Iced tea? Coffee?
No.
Nothing. That's the only thing I qualify.
What was that?
Only
but
only
what about a Tinoch then? Give me it to a Tinoch.
Yeah, I wouldn't use anything else. I wouldn't use anything else. But, the I mean, make a din, you can drink it. You can drink the guy make a din. Of course, it's Yanishal Mitzvah. You can drink it.
I could use whiskey if you wanted. I mean, let's say you made a highball or a cocktail. That's Chamar Medina, yeah?
Whiskey, I don't know. Whiskey, I mean, beer is the best.
What about giving it to a Tinoch? Is there a problem?
I think it's what?
Giving it to a Tinoch, a child.
What? I mean, just yourself and not drink anything yourself? No.
Yeah.
No, drink yourself. Because you never make them. Okay.
Wait, why shouldn't you give it to the Tinoch? To the cotton?
You can be make them. I mean, on the wine, you can make them because it's what do you call it? It's Yayin Shalmetra. But if you have beer, use beer. Grapes, your same thing? No, it's the same thing. Same thing, yeah.
Wait, grape juice, isn't grape juice just the same as wine?
Same thing. Maybe it's better, I don't know. Look, I mean, okay.
What?
Because the yisur is even, I feel yayin, the yisur of the 9 days, I feel yayin migato, even grape juice stuff. What's that? The matir is mitzvah. The matir is yayin shal mitzvah.
No.
If you use beer, use beer.
No, it's wine.
Okay, everybody.